Okay, our friends, the season is changing. We're getting closer and closer to winter. And so as we do, it gets colder and colder, and it will do something amazing called snow. So let's talk about the snow, shall we? Today's story is actually about not just any old snow, but the excitement and the fun that comes with it. Today's story is called The Snowy Day. It was written by Ezra Jack Keats, and it is read today by Mommy and who are you? What do we call you? What's your name?
I'm a chicken nugget.
You're a chicken nugget?
Yeah, you heard me. I'm a chicken nugget.
Wow. Well, I will try really hard not to eat you.
If you do eat me, I'll tell the farmer.
Oh, well, there you have it, friends. Do not eat the chicken nugget. He will tell the farmer. Are you ready for your story? Yes? Thumbs up?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. One winter morning, Peter woke up and looked out the window. Snow had fallen during the night. It covered everything, as far as he could see. It covered everything, as far as he could see. After breakfast, he put on his snowsuit and ran outside. The snow was piled up very high along the street to make a path for walking. Crunch, crunch, crunch! His feet sank into the snow. He walked with his toes pointing out like this. And in the picture, we can see, instead of walking straight, he kind of puts his feet out like a duck, you know, out in angles. And then he walked with his toes pointing in the other way, with the toes going in and the heels going out. So at first, it kind of looks like maybe a duck, but then it looks the opposite, right?
The duck's walking backwards.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what happens when you get to play in deep snow. Then he dragged his feet slowly to make tracks. And then he found something sticking out of the snow that made a new track. It was a stick. A stick that was just right for smacking a snow-covered tree. Down fell the snow, plop, on top of Peter's head. Oh no, but it looks like he shook it off and kept going. Mm-hmm. He thought it would be fun to join the big boys in their snowball fight, but he knew he wasn't old enough. Not yet. So he made a smiling snowman. Oh, he is a very smiley snowman, isn't he? Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, the snowman does not have any of the accessories that you would like to see. There's no arms, right? Mm-mm. There's no coal for the eyes or the nose. No carrot for the nose, I guess. But you know what, though?
And no top hat.
And no top hat or a scarf or anything like that.
He could have grabbed that stick and stuffed it in half and put it in as arms.
He could have used that stick as arms. But you know what? I actually like him just the way he is without any of those accessories. And he made angels. I like seeing snow angels on the side of the road, don't you? They're so pretty.
What type of angel do you think he made? Archangel, cherubim.
I don't know, but they are good-looking angels.
Angels aren't just children with wings.
That's true.
Babies with wings.
That's true. A lot of people think of cherubs and that's what they think of, but angels are a little more complicated. Let's keep going. He pretended he was a mountain climber. He climbed up a great big tall heaping mountain of snow and slid all the way down. He picked up a handful of snow and another and still another, and he packed it round and firm and put the snowball in his pocket for tomorrow. And then he went into his warm house. Can I ask you a question?
What?
Is that snowball going to be there?
Mm-mm.
Why not?
It will melt.
It will melt. It's true, you cannot take a snowball inside your house, as it will melt. He told his mother all about his adventures while she took off his wet socks, and he thought and thought and thought about them. Before he got into bed, he looked in his pocket. The pocket was empty. The snowball wasn't there. He felt very sad. While he slept, he dreamt that the sun had melted all the snow away. But when he woke up, his dream was gone and the snow was still everywhere and new snow was falling. After breakfast, he called to his friend from across the hall and they went out together into the deep, deep snow. And I have a feeling like they probably had a lot of fun playing in the snow for the next day, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe they had a battle with snowballs, with each other.
Instead of those big boys.
Instead of the big boys, yeah. Well, my friends, that is...
The end.
The end.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.